This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're getting word that an aircraft temporarily flew into restricted airspace around the RNC in Milwaukee late yesterday. The North American Aerospace Defense Command dispatched an F-35 fighter jet to check it out. The jet found the craft in question and safely escorted it out of the area. Republicans hope J.D. Vance helps the party make gains with young adults starting out in life. State Representative Nick Redinger is 33. He says young adults are feeling more welcome in the GOP.
Because for a very, very long time, a lot of folks were like decades older than them. And so I think the Republican Party becoming younger and younger is absolutely to our advantage, and really, really excited about the direction we're taking.
Redinger says Republicans have better solutions to the problems young adults face. Voters say they want to feel more united again, but one expert says Americans haven't shown they're ready to settle their differences.
We're at a state right now that even the word democracy means different things clearly, right, to different sets of Americans.
Mindy Romero is with the Center for Inclusive Democracy at the University of Southern California. Governor Evers' administration is joining an ongoing lawsuit that seeks to protect abortion access in Wisconsin. It's one of two reproductive rights cases before the state Supreme Court. Attorney General Josh Call says the government shouldn't control personal health decisions. A court hearing in Texas for Travis King of Racine was delayed this week. King's lawyers are hammering out a plea deal with military prosecutors on 8 charges, including desertion. King was released from a South Korean detention center last July after running into the demilitarized zone. King was finally sent back to U.S. custody in September. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in the Fox Valley Wednesday highlighting workforce development investments. The Fox Valley's Workforce Development Board will use $4.6 million to serve over 500 people across the state, getting job seekers the training necessary for good-paying jobs. Baldwin will be a guest on Rational Revolution with Mark Becker Saturday at 2 on all of our civic media stations. Pilots from all over the world are flying into Oshkosh this week to celebrate the 71st year of EAA's Air Venture. A private pilot headed in from out of state says,
"It's a place where everybody with that kind of a similar interest, with that bug, whether they're enthusiasts, whether they're pilots, whether they're professionals, or anybody alike, everybody goes there and everybody's kind of an equal."
Air Venture 2024 kicks off at Whitman Field and on the EAA grounds Monday and will last through July 28th. The Green Bay Packers may be the smallest market team in the NFL, but it still generates strong revenue. In fiscal year 2024, the Packers saw over $60 million in profit. The organization received over $402 million from the NFL and almost $252 million in local revenue. Increase in revenue isn't enough to offset stadium depreciation and player salaries, though, meaning a 12.5% decrease in net profit. The Packers are the only publicly owned franchise in the NFL. Members of the public are asked to share their concerns and provide input about efforts to reduce algae blooms and improve conditions and recreational access to Little Lake Butamore. The event will be tonight at 6 p.m. at the Shattuck Room of the Nina Public Library. Lake users are also invited to participate in an anonymous online survey that can be found at fwwa.org/littlelake. The Green Bay Fringe Festival brings a mix of performances to Northeast Wisconsin today through Sunday. Matt Warzala, vice president of the festival.
So we have a lot of one-person shows at the Fringe. We have a mentalist. We have what's called the Dinder Family Circus. We've got two independent shows that are both about cats somehow. We've got some dance performers. We've got a band. We've got this wide variety of different shows that are really pretty cool.
27 acts ranging from kids to 18 plus will be put on in almost 80 performances over the 4-day period. Tickets are $10 per show and are available at gbfringe.com. Nothing says Wisconsin quite like a polka. The 45th annual Pulaski Polka Days starts today. Originally a one-day event, it now spreads over 4 days and features polka dance lessons, over 28 bands each day, a fireworks display tonight at dusk, and a parade Sunday. Last year, Polka Days attracted over 32,000 visitors to Pulaski, a small village that straddles Brown, Oconto, and Shawnee counties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
Chris Middleton had surgery. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Chris Middleton is recovering from arthroscopic surgery to both his ankles after a long season dealing with sprains he talked about in March.
It's been a long rehab process, but I think we kind of knew what we were heading towards after the injury.
A source telling The Athletic the 32-year-old Middleton is expected to make a full recovery and be ready for the start of the season. The Bucks' summer league schedule continues tomorrow afternoon when they face the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas, tip-off time at 3 o'clock. NFL, Packers quarterbacks and rookies reporting to training camp in Green Bay to have their physical the rest of the players this weekend. In golf, Tiger Woods says he could barely sleep at all Saturday night. The 48-year-old Woods says he was shaken at the news of the assassination attempt made on Donald Trump's life. Woods received a Presidential Medal of Freedom from Trump at the White House in 2019. Tiger making the comments after arriving in Scotland for the 152nd British Open this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. You get mad when people don't take your calls? Denzel Washington wouldn't know anything about that. He recently called singer Lenny Kravitz in the middle of a concert, and Kravitz took the call. It may sound rude to audience members, but it really wasn't, as Kravitz put it on speaker and had the crowd say hi to Denzel, the man he calls his big brother. Kravitz also told Washington to say hello to Italy. There is no word on whether or not roaming charges applied. If you bought tickets to one of the upcoming Tenacious D shows, make sure you kept the receipt. The band is taking a knee after Kyle Gass made a comment that bandmate Jack Black did not approve of. Gass was presented with a birthday cake for his 64th birthday on stage and made a wish that was politically incendiary regarding the assassination attempt on former President Trump's life. Black says he does not condone hate speech or encourage political violence in any form. Gass has apologized for the remark. Excited for the blockbusteriest blockbuster of the summer? If the early reviews are any indication, you won't be let down. Twisters is currently pulling an 83% on Rotten Tomatoes. Reviewers are praising not only the film's CGI, but also well-thought-out characters in the disaster film. I see a new box office champion this weekend. Move over, Despicable Me 4. In big-time stars that need a reality check news, the New York Post reports that singer Adele says she has no desire to release an album anytime soon. The singer is under contract in Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace and says she'll take a powder after her contract ends in November. Adele says she does not like being famous, but loves that she gets to make music all the time, even though she has no plans to make new music anytime soon. She says music was always a hobby that she just fell into. Adele says what she really wants to be is a TV script reader. $75 a script versus multi-millionaire performer. After a few months of that, she'll be running back to Vegas. Andy Samberg sat down for a chat with Kevin Hart on his Heart to Heart series on Peacock and revealed the reason he left Saturday Night Live. Samberg, who became known for his digital shorts, including the popular in a Box sketch, which also starred Justin Timberlake, told Hart that physically and emotionally he felt his life was falling apart. After leaving SNL, Samberg went on to do such films as Grown Ups 2 and Hot Rod and starred in 8 seasons of Brooklyn Nine-Nine on NBC. In case you hadn't noticed, Netflix is slowly taking over the world. Variety reports that the network's latest acquisitions from other networks include Interview with a Vampire and various Walking Dead shows, including The Walking Dead Daryl Dixon, Walking Dead Dead City, The Walking Dead The Ones Who Live, and 11 seasons of The Actual Walking Dead, which will air ad-free. The deal is great for both platforms, especially AMC, which typically has 11.5 million viewers and now has access to all 270 million Netflix users. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Lots of sunshine, low humidity, and just a light breeze with a high of 78 this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, 53. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80 by Saturday. An isolated thunderstorm, sunny, more humid, high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.